Here's the dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. Hi. You big dummy. So this is a regular feature that we do here on the show every Friday, where we read five true news stories featuring really dumb behavior on the part of really dumb people. And then each week we vote for the best and biggest dummy. Well, we've taken the winners of these past, and we want to thank Jim Hankey, actually, for keeping track of the winners. We've taken the winners, and we are going to narrow it down each week from 12 stories. So these were from January through March. These were the winners each week from January through March. So there are 12 stories. We'll read them, and then we will vote on who the biggest dummy is. That'll get us down, after we do this, it'll get us down to four finalists, and then we will crown a dummy of the year. So let's get to it. Dummy number one, dummy number one. See if we remember these, guys. A company that created a stab-proof vest had possibly the worst product demonstration in history when a reporter testing one was stabbed. Worse still, he was stabbed by the vice president of the company. In the video, the vice president pulled out a large commando knife. The reporter said, "You're going to stab me with this?" The vice president replied, "This product can protect from knives that are stronger than this one. Don't be afraid. If something happens, I'm here." But as he stabbed the reporter a third time, the vice president shouted, "Missed!" piercing the man's skin. Later, the reporter tweeted, "Superficial stab wounds, had some stitches, and was released and back home. Many thanks to everyone who was concerned." Yeah. I remember that one. You guys remember that one?
Yep. I wonder if that was an intern that they sent out there. I bet it was an intern.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two dummies. The manager of an Oregon pet store says a thief caught on camera shoving a python down his pants was, quote, "lucky it wasn't feeding day." The security footage shows a man taking a $200 snake out of its cage and putting it in his pants. He then waddled out of the store while trying to act like there's not a snake in his pants, according to the manager. Manager added, "He's lucky it wasn't feeding day. Feeding days are on Mondays, and they're very hungry." Oh, man. All right. Oh, the CD player's not working. That's great. No, it's all right. Don't worry about it. We'll figure something out. Here we go. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A restaurant owner apologized for bringing a roadkill deer. Oh, here we go. Remember this one. A roadkill deer into the eatery, saying the animal's meat was never meant for sale. A woman contacted police Sunday after taking pictures of someone taking a roadkill deer into the China Fun restaurant in Concord. Health department investigators arrived to find the deer being butchered. Sonny Chen, owner of China Fun Restaurant, said he was the one in the photos taken by the witness. He said he brought the carcass to the restaurant because he had never eaten deer and wanted to try it. "We're not selling the deer," Chen said. "I tried to take it because I had never cooked deer before." Chen said he was not clear about the rules regarding roadside deer carcasses. "I asked somebody if I could eat deer from the side of the road. He said okay. But maybe it's not okay to bring it into the restaurant, so that's my mistake." Said investigators from his department supervised the restaurant being cleaned after the incident. He said the health department will have a close watch on China Fun in the future. Chen apologized for the incident and said, "I will never do this again." Now, Esmeralda, we gave you a little grief on this one, remember?
Yeah, because I was fine with it.
Because you were fine. Because you were fine with it.
Well, what? He wasn't going to sell it. I like how they're just like, "Now we must disinfect everything." Like, yeah. What? It's just deer. I'm sure he was doing it right, too.
Sure, sure. All right, defend him. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A competitive eater met his match when he tried to drink... Oh, God, I remember this one. A competitive eater met his match when he tried to drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce and lost with disgusting results. The man, known as the L.A. Beast, filmed himself attempting to challenge in a video that has been watched over 3 million times on YouTube. The caption said, in an effort to add another notch to his spice belt, the L.A. Beast happily accepted the challenge to drink an entire gallon of habanero Tabasco sauce, which is 7,000 Scoville heat units. After nearly 3 minutes of posturing, the man began his test proclaiming, I can handle my spice! After the first glug, the man said, oh man, this is going to be harder than I thought. Eventually, the Tabasco wins, and he ends up vomiting all over his apartment. I can handle my spice. I remember that. You remember that one, right, Dan?
I think that one because of your interpretive reading of the events.
Yeah. I can handle my spice. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A Mississippi clerk's office apologized to 350 residents whose jury summonses sent them to a phone sex hotline. The summonses informed residents to call a phone number on Monday to find out if they needed to show up for jury selection. However, the wrong number instead sent callers to a recorded message saying, for hot girls, press 1. For hot guys, press 2. Hopefully, the clerk told the Belleville News Democrat no one did that. Both the clerk and the judge have drafted an apology letter to be sent to those who received the summonses. All right. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. Dummy number six. A Florida fast food restaurant got a customer it wasn't expecting when a live alligator was tossed through the drive-thru window by a patron. I remember this one, too. Joshua James, 23, had wanted to play a practical joke on a friend working at a Wendy's restaurant in Royal Palm Beach when he decided to hurl the reptile into the building, his parents told the local broadcasters. It was a stupid prank, Linda James said. James faces charges of aggravated assault and unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator. The alligator was released back to the wild. I just love that this sounds like a good prank. I'm going to go get an alligator and whip it through the window of a Wendy's. Florida, man. Florida. Hey, can we figure out, like, if Florida has the most states? Most states. That state has the most dummies?
I think that they definitely have the most entries. Yeah. I don't know if they have most dummies.
Most dummies. Okay. All right. Here we go. Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. Dummy number seven. A Delaware school district apologized after a tongue-in-cheek form titled Hurt Feelings Report for quote-unquote whiners was sent to parents. The Brandywine School District issued the apology after parents were mistakenly sent the sarcastic form in an email about an upcoming Exercise Your Brain Day event. The Hurt Feelings Report form purports to assist whiners in documenting hurt feelings and calls on the user to fill out an information box which includes whiner's name and type of whine used. Did you require a tissue for tears? The form asks. A Brandywine School District spokeswoman said Wednesday a staff member accidentally attached the form to the email. It was an embarrassing mistake, but it was just that, a mistake. It should not have happened, and we apologize for the error. Yeah. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. Dummy number eight. These were all winners, by the way. Winners for Dummy of the Week between January and March. We're on our way to Dummy of the Year. This story was sent to us, our good friend, Wild Bill. A mechanic arrested for stealing a city bus told police that he took the vehicle because he was late for work. The driver of bus number 1289 told cops that she was on break Wednesday at a St. Paul gas station when the theft occurred. The Metro Transit employee left the bus running but had activated its hydraulic brakes. During police questioning, a Metro Transit mechanic said that he was on his way to work when he stopped at the gas station. While getting gas, he locked his keys in the car. He noticed the bus and, fearing that he would be late for work, deactivated the brakes and began driving it. The driver called the police, and the man was pulled over a short time later. The guy was just trying to get to work, man. We're all just trying to get to work. All right, we got to take a break here. We will come back with dummy number nine through 12. These are the winners between January, the weeks between January and March. And we are narrowing it down to our dummy of the year, which we will crown in a few weeks. All right, that's all coming up right here on WGN. So let's take a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back with more dummies. Welcome back to You Big Dummy. You are a big dummy. We're getting to our dummy finalists. We are looking back at the winners of each week from January through March. We're going to do this each week until we crown ourselves a dummy of the year. Let's get back to it. Dummy number nine. Nine dummies. A New York woman was unable to fool local police with her hand-drawn cardboard license plate. I remember this. I remember the visual of this, Dan. This was one of my favorites. This is hysterical. 28-year-old Amanda Swikert was seen driving with the cardboard plate painted to resemble a New York plate on the back of her car, but no front plate. In case you're wondering, homemade cardboard license plates are not legal, they wrote in the Facebook post. Officers also discovered that she was driving on a suspended license with no insurance. She was charged with possession of a forged instrument, driving with a suspended registration, and three traffic offenses as well. Yeah. Dummy number 10. A West Virginia lawmaker became sick after drinking raw milk at a raw milk party celebrating a relaxation in the rules regarding raw milk. According to the reporters, House Delegate Pat McGeehan and colleagues were struck down with fevers, vomiting, and diarrhea after the raw milk party. McGeehan insists a virus, not bacterial, in the illegal cup of raw milk is to blame for the symptoms. According to McGeehan, Representative Scott Cattle caught me in a hallway, offered a cup to me, and if you want to try it, be a gentleman. I had a small sip and I walked away and then tossed the rest of it. He added, I highly doubt that raw milk had anything to do with it. WSAZ3 noted that a stomach virus has circulated throughout the Capitol in recent weeks. Represent Cattle told the Charleston Gazette on Tuesday that he might have broken the law by hosting the party. Hell, I don't know. I gave it away, he said. Dummy number 11. A Michigan motorist who wanted to finish a marijuana joint before getting pulled over is facing several charges. The 36-year-old man kept driving for several miles after state troopers first attempted to pull over his Lincoln Continental because of an improper plate. At one point, he put a finger signaling that he would pull over in just a minute, police said. Hines told troopers he wanted to finish his joint and called his family before he headed to jail. Shelby Township police joined the pursuit and boxed in the vehicle, which slowed to a stop before the driver was arrested without incident. The driver said he knew he had a warrant out in Florida. There was marijuana in his vehicle, and he knew he was going to go to jail. He just wanted to finish his joint. Oh, dummy number 12. This was sent by our listener Arlene, and she read it on the air. Arlene read this one on the air. Here is our dummy number 12. A woman was arrested for smoking marijuana while being parked in a police station parking lot. 21-year-old Chicago woman was in the passenger seat of a white 2002 Toyota. She was parked in a spot marked police parking only, directly behind the police station. She was waiting for a friend who was inside the police station to recover a vehicle that had been towed that Saturday morning. An officer approached the car and saw the woman was sitting in the driver's seat with the passenger side window, and he smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. The officer asked her if there was cannabis inside, and she said, yes. All right. Boy, this is going to be tough. This is our first vote. We got 12 to choose from. Let me recap these for you. Okay, guys, are we ready? Is anybody leaning toward anything right now as a favorite?
I rewatched the video of that guy eating the Tabasco.
Oh, man. It's pretty special, isn't it?
So that could be up there.
Yeah, pretty special if you've not seen it. All right, well, let me recap. Here are the 12 dummies. We've got to narrow it down so that we have our first dummy finalist. This will be our first dummy finalist. All right, dummy number one was the dummy vice president who made a stab-proof vest, then stabbed a reporter during a demonstration. How about the dummy who stole a python by stuffing it down his pants? Luckily, it wasn't feeding day. We got the restaurant manager who brought roadkill deer into his restaurant. We got the dummy competitive eater who attempted to drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce and puked everywhere. We got the dummy court that put a phone sex hotline on their jury duty summonses. We have the dummy who threw an alligator through a fast food drive-through window. We have the dummy elementary school that sent a hurt feelings report to parents on Excuse Your Brain Day. We have the dummy bus mechanic who stole the bus because he was late for work. We have the dummy who made a cardboard license plate. We got the dummy who got sick drinking raw milk at a raw milk party celebrating reduced rules on raw milk. We have the dummy who told the cops, hold on a minute, so he can finish his joint. And then finally, we have the dummy who was smoking pot in a police parking lot in a spot labeled for police officers only. Oh, boy. All right, this is tough. Dan, you're the first one to cast a vote for our first finalist.
Yeah. Usually, I love ones where people are stuffing stuff down their pants.
Yeah.
I do love the fact that the elementary school sent the hurt feelings report on Exercise Your Brain Day.
Yeah.
It's a nice little...
Yeah.
The raw milk at the raw milk party causing him to celebrate raw milk reductions in the rules. I just respect the guy who told the cops to hold off a minute so he could finish his joint. I think I'm going to have to go Tabasco sauce guy because, I mean, just...
I can handle my spice.
I can handle your... Yeah, I mean, come on. I'm like, they're just... No. What? No.
A gallon of Tabasco. Okay, our first vote for our dummy finalist, our first dummy finalist is the idiot who... L.A. What's his name? L.A.
L.A. Beast.
L.A. Beast. I can handle my spice. All right. Vic.
He said, the beast said he thinks, he said, I think I can handle my, implying there was thought involved in his decision.
Right.
Have you seen this video?
Oh, yes, of course.
There's without a doubt in my mind that he is going to be the dummy on this list. And I think number three should be removed from this list. I'm with Esmeralda on that.
On the roadkill?
Yeah, that's just a win-win in my book.
Oh, jeez.
You got roadkill. You got a restaurant that you own.
You got
that
a kitchen.
That seems like a no-brainer.
What the hell?
To me.
I'm going to
go.
Yeah, what's the point in owning a restaurant if you can't bring in the deer you hit and eat it?
Mm-hmm. As long as he didn't sell it.
Oh, I mean, that's why Rick Bayless got into business, right?
Oh, man. All right. Esmeralda.
I'm going with Tabasco guy.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, the video.
And if you've not
so
seen
gross.
The video is unbelievable. I mean, it's really unbelievable. So you're going with Tabasco guy?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter how I vote. But I'm voting for the Tabasco guy. So it is. Wow, this is great, Dan. Our first one.
Yeah.
And it's unanimous.
That is pretty impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
We had talked about in the car ride home that, you know, like we might have to go to a caller because if all four of us picked a different one,
right,
we would not be unanimous. But there
that's
we
pretty
are.
Amazing. 12 to choose from, and all four of us picked the same dummy.
I was almost with you on the license plate because the license plate was so ridiculous.
The license plate's my second one. That would have been my second choice because do you guys remember the actual license plate? Do you guys remember the picture of it?
No. I agree with you.
Oh.
Second.
It's just hilarious. Esmeralda, you remember the picture of the license plate that she made?
I do not.
Oh, you go back and look. It's got to be somewhere online. You have to see this.
It's a New York license plate.
It's her, like, she tried to make it look like a license plate. It's just ridiculous. So, and I also, and I'm with you, Dan, shoving a python down your pants. That one is that's a great one too. These are all great because they were all winners.
What about the guy with the, what did he try to steal? He put it in his hoodie. It was
sticking
like 4 feet above his head.
Venetian blinds.
That better be on one of these lists.
Well, he won.
I think he was a winner.
He'll be among this. Yeah, that picture with the guy with the hoodie and the Venetian blind sticking up behind his head. Oh, man, people are dumb. All right, well, there you go. That's our first dummy. Our first finalist in Dummy of the Year goes to L.A. Beast. Because he can handle his spice. Oh, man. Okay, so that's that. We'll do it again next week. We'll have 12 more finalists next week, semifinalists next week, from March through what, June?
So this included March. So it'll be April, June, July.
April, June, July. Right. Okay, April, June, July. So this will take us through July next time we do this. And again, if you want to be a part of this, we're going to do the special bracket issue here leading us to the Dummy of the Year. But when we do this as a regular feature, we want you guys to be involved. You could read a dummy story on the air. So find the link to a funny, dumb story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, hey, I'd like to read this on the air and be a part of You Big Dummy. And Dan will get a hold of you. We'll figure it out. And you'll also get yourself some new Malnati's pizza. All right, we'll break. We got the news coming up next. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. Yeah, all right. How you doing, everybody? Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. 5 o'clock, we got Steve Grzanich in the opening bell. And at 6 o'clock, it's the one and only Steve Cochran for your morning drive. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. We'll begin in just a few minutes. But we're here with our Straight Out of Context. And Straight Out of Context is, as you know, you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Everybody is a target here. Whenever anybody says something that sounds dirty, jot it down. So we were off for a couple of weeks, so we've got some stockpile here. So let's get to this. Right now, right, Dan?
Yep. And thank you to everybody submitted because there was such a large group. Not all of them will be played, but here are some of the best of the best.
Okay.
Including this extended cut of Brian Noonan, courtesy of Mark and Sherry.
Pardon me while I move this all around. Yeah, can we move this up a little bit, Dennis,
Sure.
Do you think? Oh, there we go. Perfect. Now, what am I supposed to do? Kick my knees back here? Yeah, this is fantastic. I was going to say you could hold it, but then your hands would be busy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, now I can't see? This is total immersion. She worked this one spot like she was drilling for oil.
What the hell is going on? All right.
Amy submitted this one of John Hansen.
This is my first time doing it.
Oh. Okay, next.
And another one of John, courtesy of Patrick.
Hey, you're enjoying it. Yeah, you're really getting into that. Penguin was bouncing.
What's going on there, Esmeralda?
I don't know. It just went haywire at one point.
Okay.
Sean and Brian emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
Can't wait to hit it hard in 2017.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Brian also brings us this one of Pete McMurray.
Hannah, can I touch that?
Welcome back, Pete. All right.
Esmeralda, we're making up for lost time because we have three of Lou Manfredini here. The first two are from Eric. Here's the first one.
I'm all about Harry.
And then an extended cut from Lou.
This only happens in the shower. You're getting a little vibration from the spout. When it does this groaning, is it long enough to, when it happens, that you're like, oh my gosh, I want you to take your hand when it, in the middle of it groaning, and I want you to put your hand under the spout and hold it tightly. And if you do that and the vibration stops, the groaning stops, we need to replace the spout.
That's fantastic. Oh, man. Esmeralda, you got to be loving that one. Oh, man.
I don't think you can replace the spout.
No. I think you're stuck with whatever spout you have. All right.
Just get a new spout. Brian sent in this third one of Lou.
You may have to play with the length of that pipe.
It's the filthiest show on WGN. It really is. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Dan Hampton.
Oh, good.
Nobody's going to have a happy ending.
And you believe it when Hampton says it.
Wild Bill heard this one of Brian Noonan.
Your spicy nuts are the best.
All right.
Tim, Brian, and Jesse emailed this exchange between Mark Carmen and Pete McMurray.
I'm literally almost intimidated by the meat. Where do you put it in? How long?
Put it in the center.
What the hell? All right.
You may notice a theme, by the way, with these out of context. Brian, Tony, and Jerry sent in this one of Pete McMurray.
Why is mine so big?
Man. You know, my friend Susan also heard that one. That's Joe's widow. Susan Donatello, she heard it, but she didn't go to the right place. She didn't know where to send it. So Susan, it's nickdshow@gmail.com. Was that the spam segment that they did?
That was part of the spam segment they did. Yes. Okay. All right. So here's one of Johnny.
He pushed the magic
all
twanger.
Of a sudden.
Pushed the magic twanger. Mm-hmm. Did she say?
Yep. Thank you to Amy for that one. Aaron sent in another one of Lou Manfredini.
There is a little rod that goes in there, and you'll see when you lift the thing up and down, the rod goes up and down, up and down. You're going to grab the little, there's like a little nut there that you use with your fingers, and you loosen it. You pull the rod out after you unscrew it, and then that pop-up comes out. So now it's in your hand. You need to put the rod back in and screw it in.
The filthiest show on WGN. I don't know how they get away with it. All right.
Esmeralda heard this one of Nick.
What? I don't allow people to touch it. Oh, talking about my chef knife. Thank you, Esmeralda. Very nice.
Sure.
Kevin from Iowa heard this one of Esmeralda.
I'm eating all the meats.
Esmeralda's eating all the meats. All right.
Harold submitted this one of Bill.
Shorter's better, Wendy.
Okay.
The next two are from WGN Engineering's own Ernie Scranton.
Oh, no kidding, Ernie.
Yes, first one is Mark Carmen and Kevin Powell.
Is it just beef in your face?
Go beef all the way.
A lot of people don't go beef.
What?
He wants a white meat protein.
All right.
By the way, ran into Kevin Powell over break here at the radio station.
Yeah.
And he sends his best, but he says, like, I miss out of context. He's like, that was the third word out of his mouth. He's like, man, I miss out of context.
Of course he does.
Here's the other one from Ernie, also featuring Mark.
Do you still have time to pull out here?
Oh! All right, good ear, Ernie. I love Ernie. He rules. All right.
All right. This next one is from Laura. It's of Judy Pilak.
I was just looking for a stick.
I'm always thrilled when Judy is part of out of context.
Well, here you go. Oh. Just an hour later, Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Judy Pilak.
It was almost a little bit too long.
See, the people who don't know Judy, it's just for some reason, it's so appropriate that Judy ends up on this segment. If you don't know her, I'm telling you. All right.
Jesse's responsible for the next four. First up, Kevin Powell.
A lot of holes.
Oh, my God.
A lot of holes to fill.
Jeez. All right.
And then this exchange between Hannah and Roger Badish.
And we need to get Patty involved. And that's
She's going down next week.
I know.
God. Oh, man. All right.
And this one of Andrea Darlis.
I was going to give it up for a month.
Okay.
And this one of you.
Me? And here's the big one, Esmeralda. Oh. Oh. God almighty. All right.
Brian J. sent in this one of Eric Childress.
I wasn't feeling him throughout the movie.
That's his own fault. Okay.
Our own Mike Jacobson, morning show producer, sent this in of fellow morning show producer Mary Sandberg Boyle.
Apparently, I have no self-control with unlimited meat that's really tasty.
Oh, God. Oh, man, that's good. That's good. All right.
Brian J. sent in this one of you.
Seriously, I would last 24 seconds.
Oh, man. God.
And then finally, Esmeralda sent this one of you.
Okay. It was like a how-to on how to stay in bed and make it. Oh, nice grab there, Esmeralda.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. All right. Well, there you go. That's straight out of context. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then we'll come back. We've got Spies, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday will commence.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
All right. There you go. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. This is Nick D's show, Spies. Again, you participate. You listen at 24-7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. You become a spy. We want to know what people are saying. So jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we've got a few because we were off for a couple of weeks, right?
Yep, that is correct. All right. Spies are Peter, Carol, Diane, Wild Bill, and Brian. The first one is from Dave Plyer. He was talking about one of your favorite subjects.
There is something I saw on Antenna TV, which is our sister station through WGN Television. Mm-hmm. And it was they've been doing this Johnny Carson 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I know Nick talks about this all the time. I was talking to Nick DiGilio the other day, Friday. And he said, one of the things he does when he gets home is he watches The Tonight Show that he taped in or whatever from Antenna TV the night before. Mm-hmm. Because I got to tell you, they're classic. No matter what you do, and even though some of the material might be a little dated, he's a master.
Funny.
Well, yeah, but he's a master at the interview. And just to see him dig deep into some of these conversations, especially some of the early ones.
Yeah. Yeah, now they're showing reruns of reruns. Damn it. The last three Carsons, I get home, I turn them on, I saw them already. Now, I'm not saying in the 70s and 80s. I'm saying Antenna TV has showed them already. So evidently they only have like a contract for 1 year with Carson Productions, and they're already rerunning them. There are more than 300, because they only had 364 episodes they ran. There are a lot more than 364 episodes of The Tonight Show before you start showing reruns of the reruns. I am mad at Antenna TV. Call Andy right now. Dan?
Will do.
All right.
I get right
it's
on
It's his
that.
Fault.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, yes, thank you for mentioning. I love Johnny Carson. Yes.
All right, this next one.
Uh-oh.
God bless Roger Badish. Mark Carman was talking about movies that make you cry, and it led to this.
7 Pounds, Steel Magnolias, Still Alice, Terms of Endearment, The Impossible.
Did you know Steel Magnolias is Nick DiGilio's favorite movie?
Is that right?
Yep.
I've said "is that right" about 7 times already tonight. I got to stop that. Quit that, Carmen. It's turning into a crutch, even though I don't think I've ever said that on the air before tonight. Nick DiGilio of Steel Magnolias?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Nick DiGilio's got a wide range of stuff going on.
I believe that's the movie that he says is his all-time favorite.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Is Roger out of his damn mind?
No, you know, Roger probably worked like 97 hours that week.
Now, but granted, the word Magnolia is in the title of my favorite movie of all time, but there is a massive difference between Steel Magnolias, which is a piece of crap, and Magnolia. Roger, if you're listening, you have to make an apology on the air for stating that my favorite movie of all time is Steel Magnolias. Now Carmen thinks my favorite movie of all time is Steel Magnolias.
Did you like how eloquently Mark Carmen sidestepped that, by the way? He's just like, a lot going on there when Nick
DiGilio. Yeah, he didn't say, is he a moron? Oh, my God. All right.
Well, if you'd like.
What?
Tomorrow, or tonight, from 11 to 2, I'm filling in with Mark Carman.
Are you?
Yes.
Can you please set
Patty.
The record straight?
I will
straight. Let him know. Is Roger going to be on with you?
I think, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Starting at midnight.
I want you to make a whole segment of this, and we'll play it next week on Spies.
I almost want, like, what else, Roger? What else have you said?
Yeah, no, what else, Roger? Let's see what else... Steel Magnolias is my favorite movie of all time.
I think there was something else he had said like 2 weeks ago. We're both like, no.
No, that's not true. All right. Admonish him on the air, Esmeralda. All right?
Another quick aside, just kind of kismet thing. Did you notice the first movie that he listed when he was talking about movies that make you cry?
7 Pounds.
With Will Smith.
Will Smith. I know. What's going on there, man? All right.
All right. Next up.
Is it more Roger? Is it more Roger?
Roger does come up later.
Oh, he does. He comes up later.
He might redeem himself.
Oh, okay. Is he going to claim my favorite actress what's her face? Jenny McCarthy? Is that what he's going to say?
Right. Don't say that. He might be listening and he's going to.
If people are calling it, I've got him on hold. It might be him.
Yeah. All right.
Brian Noonan had several out of context, but one involving a certain food that he liked, and he realized that this was going to happen.
No. You got to cleanse in between, especially when you have the bacony saltiness of the nuts in your mouth.
You just keep going back to that, don't you? You want to end up on Nick D's show.
If I don't, something is wrong. If I'm not Nick's on vacation, though. So they won't do straight out of context for another week and a half.
Well, you made it. you indeed made it, Brian. All right.
By the way, the callers are letting us know. Another caller did call up and let Mark know that it was just Magnolia.
Okay, thank you. All right. Well, what was Roger's response to that?
I don't know. It didn't get submitted.
It was Magnolia. That's the one with Sally Field, right? They forced Julia Roberts to drink the juice? All right. Oh, God, the whole thing is derailed. I swear, I don't know what the hell is going on anymore. All right. Thank you for my callers, my listeners, my people represented and corrected that. Thank you. Oh, my God. All right.
He did apologize, apparently, on the air.
Oh, Roger did?
Yes.
Okay, you still have to admonish him tonight, Esmeralda.
I was going to say, we're out a segment.
No.
What are you going to talk about?
Now we're down a segment.
So, Mark Carman, let's talk some Will Smith movies.
Yeah, if you love 7 Pounds, can't wait till you see Collateral Beauty. Oh, good Lord. All right, what's going on now?
One of the nights you were off, Dane Neal filled in.
Yes.
Frequent co-host Dino Taburi was also in.
They both stopped by this morning to say hi.
They did indeed. Yes. And Dino is the great Larry from Aurora's nephew, and they got brought up.
the Nick DiGilio Show. We do have Dino Tiberi to my right in studio as our guest today. And, of course, he is the nephew of Larry from Aurora, who is a longtime fixture on the Nick DiGilio Show.
Yeah, my uncle, you know what, he would call in every time Nick was on, and you know, I would listen to some of the calls. You know,
did he ever have a resolution? Like,
not to be as crazy as he was the year before, maybe. No, I'm not sure. No, I don't know if he did or not. If he did, he didn't share with me. But he was his own guy, and he I'm sure he had something that he had put together, but I'm not sure what that was.
Yeah, he was the best. For those of you who have never heard Larry from Aurora, he was just amazing. Esmeralda, I wish you could have been exposed to the genius of Larry from Aurora. He was just a wonderful, crazy man. Crazy. All right.
Our final clip.
Yeah.
It's of Roger Badish.
Oh, God.
It was Stephen Jotty. Yeah. This one, I think, like I said, this might redeem him.
Okay. So.
By the way, you want to give a shout out to your good buddy, Nick DiGilio, who is watching right now.
Hi, Nick.
Well, hey, Nick.
Woohoo.
Yo, Nick.
Nick does a great job, and we're always tickled when we get to come back in here and hang out with him.
Yeah.
Enjoy listening. Of course, Steve gets to hear the show every night since he's still on this schedule and stays awake all night long.
I'm up listening to Patty and Nick every night.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't watching, though. Sorry, Raj. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. I was watching the Three Stooges, man. Does he get Steve and Johnny confused with the Three Stooges? Like he gets Magnolia confused with Steel Magnolias? Can you play the theme?
Poor Roger.
Oh, Raj.